This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
American Idol made its return last night to television. Vinny, you managed to catch a little bit of that.
Well, I was getting ready for bed. And the 8 o'clock television is slim pickings. I didn't want to start anything, you know, new that I actually wanted to watch. So I just put on American Idol and thought, oh, I'll just see what the new deal is.
Did your wife watch it?
She actually is the one who put it on.
I just said, went, okay, I should look at this.
I just didn't say no, right.
So did she specifically seek it out? Like, do you think that
she turned on the guide and went, there's nothing on TV. Oh. American Idol. And I went, oh, that's what the new people. And so she put it on, and we watched it for a little while before I went to bed. So, I mean, to review it, if I could, I wasn't an American Idol fan for the first 10 years.
Right.
When I started working back here with you again, whatever remnants were there, I watched it because I knew you liked the show.
Yeah.
And found it to be, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I didn't think it was great.
Well, a lot of it just sounds like bad karaoke is, you know, one of your thoughts, and you're not wrong.
I missed its heyday. Mm. I'm familiar with Simon and understand why he was likable or hateable,
sure, whatever you
full, however you want to word that. But
he was by the end of it, though, that it just I'm with you. It just really the first maybe five or six seasons were really great, and they found some great people. Like that guy who was like maybe a Berkeley student at the time or something.
Yes.
Isn't he?
Yeah,
I mean, it had its heyday. And listen, that first season couldn't have gone better for them. They got Kelly Clarkson out of it. She's amazing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Currently starring on The Voice and doing really well.
And doing well on there.
On the competition.
So the show has got Katy Perry sitting front and center and Lionel Richie to her right and Luke Bryan, which as they came on, you recognize two of those people.
Right.
And the missus goes, who's that other guy? So there's Luke Bryan for you.
Well,
that sums
I'm
that
sure,
up.
You know, there
the
are country
people
who
people know,
know him. Right. He's pretty famous, right?
Yeah,
like he's
I would
got some hits.
So. Mm-hmm.
So they rebooted it and put it on last night. We've pulled a little bit in case you missed it. I think we have a good audition and a bad audition.
So well, what I thought was decent and neither of them made it in, though. Did I spoil that?
Really?
Well, so the ones that I grabbed.
So the one that I saw get in, I thought she was actually charming. And it was funny because she said, if you Google the worst national anthem ever, you'll find mine when I was 11.
Oh.
That's the girl who does this tryout. So she's saying, I was 11, here it is, and they show it on
and
the
is it
TV
terrible?
Show. And it's pretty bad.
Is that, but George texted me, Vinny, what you're saying this morning. Harper Gruzin, she's 16 years old. She's famous for the world's worst national anthem at 11 years old.
Right, that's the girl.
Harper.
And so when she did her tryout, I thought that was a nice moment for the show because of the, like, if you're going to say the show has any hope,
right?
That was the moment because it showed first this worst audition and then her audition went well. And the first song she did was an original.
Oh.
And you know, that can not always go well. And then they said, can you do one more? And then she knocked another one out of the park.
Like an actual hit song?
Like a reworked song. And I was like, all right. She's not great.
But she was good enough to make it through.
She made it to Hollywood, and I thought she was good.
Were you able to find the world's worst national anthem?
Yes, I was. Here it is.
She's 11. Tell what do you want
she's
from
she's trying.
Her?
All right. Well, the song choice isn't great.
Not bad.
I don't hate it.
I give it 2.5 Persian rugs.
The reason I mentioned that is because as a show, as a person watching the show, I thought, well, here's this person who's humbled enough to say, I'm this chick. Mm-hmm. I'm the worst. If you Google the worst, I'm that guy. And then they bring her out, and you're like already going, wow, this is going to be awful.
You know, it's funny. Her voice is actually just not suited for that song. She sounds like Elle King. She's got that great break apart rasp on the,
sort of gravel.
And that was at 11.
Right. Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
And actually, that's what the couple of the judges said. They went, you're 16. You're definitely not great yet,
right?
But you've got a voice that might. And I thought, well, all right, well, that was worth watching.
Bless you. Are we gonna hear that?
We actually hadn't pulled her, so I don't know if you can
have
quickly
her if you want her.
Sure, let's hear her section.
Is she playing guitar too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Listen to those judges, huh?
That's very supportive.
It's a well-written song.
All right, well, let's hear the. Is her name Kobe? The bad audition.
Yeah.
All right. So she's screaming that she's the best stage performer in all of Tennessee or something. Where is
Colorado,
she from?
Sarah.
There we go. Sorry.
I have a little bit of lead up here.
All right, that's a little annoying.
That's not lungs, like, though.
Yeah.
I'll add that to the.
No,
thanks.
Don't do it. That's an original, huh?
Yeah.
She needs an editor.
Wow. That's cool.
This is going to be a ratings bonanza.
Well, it's
direct with her at least.
Yeah. If they can get one season out of it, they'll be lucky. But
agreed.
She was more entertaining than all three of those judges put together.
She was obnoxious.
You had to see her after she left, too. There's more trash talk about how she's better than all of them. And you just go, oh, God.
She's able to have a lot of breath support.
Give
like,
us that,
that
one,
was
part
one
again.
Long want, ass run.
Yeah, but
she
was
there.
Basically screaming.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You want to hear that one more time?
No. No.
I like that one.
Let's hear the one that you thought was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, my
what?
God.
What? Did you just say?
No. Dad gum.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to get to hear words like dad gum. I'm going to start using dad gum. Thank you for cutting out all the pauses, Brent. I can hear that you've tightened that up quite a bit. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Worth it. All right, so there you go. The reboot started last night. They're actually one of the main complaints as I'm looking through some of the material today is that they weren't hard enough on some of these people. And I actually felt like they didn't have to be dicks to get their message across. It sounded a lot better than I thought it might.
It did? That sounds good.
I thought it was going to be a total train wreck.
Yeah. I agree with you, yeah.
Well, if you were to try and base the way Katy Perry handled the... What award show was that?
Maybe the Music Awards?
Either
the
MTV. MTV, VH1, one of those.
That was actually frightening.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, if the American Idol people are watching this, they're like, holy crap, we just flushed $25 million down the drain. And they may still have done that.
Right.
But then, people...
Well, I give her credit for saying no, it's not for this. And, that's be truthful.
Here's a side story on Katy Perry. Over the last couple years, I've seen a few stories on this. She's trying to buy this nunnery. It's an 8-acre property. It's in Los Angeles. And I guess that it's the nuns that live there had put it up for sale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she's trying to buy her way into heaven.
Or she just thinks it'd be a neat house to live in. I'm not exactly sure. But that's a huge parcel for the LA area. So a nun who was involved in this legal battle with Katy Perry just died right in the middle of a court hearing. The dispute started years ago. The nuns sold the 8-acre property to that used to be their convent. It was sold to a businesswoman for $15.5 million. The nuns themselves bought the property in the 1970s, so they thought it was theirs and they had the right to sell it. But the Archdiocese of Los Angeles claimed, no, we own that property and we sold it to Katy Perry for $14 million. And of course, they're fighting with the nuns. The nuns want the money to relocate wherever they're going, and the Archdiocese wants the money because they, for whatever they're going to use the money for. In addition to believing that they were the rightful owners, the nuns also felt it would be a sin to sell the property to Katie. They think she's anti-Christly. She's in league with the devil.
Hmm. Both her parents are ministers, right?
Yeah, but like... she kissed a girl and she liked it.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
So they went to court, and in 2016, they lost, but there were still legal issues to iron out. And during a court hearing this past Friday, this 89-year-old nun, her name is Sister Catherine Ross Holzman, collapsed and died. She went, you know, did the chest pain thing and died.
Yikes.
Right there in the hearing.
Wait, well, how old was she?
89. Mm. Yeah.
89.
No spring chicken or anything, but. So I guess Katie can rejoice that now they, you know. One man, down, however many more nuns to go.
If you get a picture of Catherine Rose Holzman, man, she's very nunly.
Is she?
What does that mean? What
yeah.
does that mean?
She got that resting bitch face and...
Oh, God. She looks like every nun I ever grew up
God,
with.
God, man, nuns can be so mean. Ugh. Like, some of the worst people I ever met were nuns. I'm sure there's very nice nuns out there as well.
Too. I
don't want to...
Hey, speaking of nuns, did you go to a church thing on Friday? Is that where
I
you
did.
Were out to?
Yeah.
Is that on your stories? Is that the thing I saw?
Nobody can say no
when Jesus say yes.
It was.
Nobody can say no.
It was quite an adventure. I don't know if you guys know this, but I ended up on TSA's Homeland Security list.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's the list to be on, huh?
No.
And
apparently not.
So every time the past two times I've flown, I go to security, supervisor comes, two or three security, they shut down part of the security line, and then I have to go through a double screening. I got to get my...
Was this at Oakland or SFO?
This is Oakland, SFO, Long Beach, and like going and coming.
So you have to give yourself an extra hour.
They pat down.
Well, it sounds like he's saying he had to give himself an extra day.
They have to pat down my privates, the whole nine yards.
They touch and fondle your area. That's
everything.
That's so.
It's so
invasive.
Crazy. Well,
but that's why you left on Friday. Was the event on Saturday?
No, there was. I wanted to go to dinner with the. So there's this guy. He's a minister, and the situation with Iran and the United States is horrible, and it's just getting worse by the day. And this guy wanted to kind of, I mean, even I'm an American citizen, I will fight for this country against anybody, you know, I understand what that means, but I care about Iran and the Persian people a lot, and I just,
well, sure,
I wanted to hear what was happening. And it's such a difficult, horrible situation right now, and this guy is I don't know, he's on the front lines. He helps people who are getting persecuted relocate all throughout the world.
Okay, so wait, you didn't come to work on Friday morning because you went to go to dinner on Friday night?
No, it was a whole thing. So it was Thursday night with this man, like alone with him to hear the stories.
Yeah.
And then Friday he gave a 4-hour presentation. And then...
So this was a pilgrimage for you down...
Well, this guy, his name is Lazarus. Can you believe it?
His name
is Lazarus.
Oh, my God.
And he's Armenian. He's not even Persian, but he was born in Iran. He really cares, and I don't know. He just... I was overwhelmed when I left. I was actually a little depressed.
Aww.
And then, of course, I got pat down again at the airport. They shut everything down for me.
They don't do a butt check on you.
Do a butt check.
Bend over, pull apart?
No, they don't do that, but they go right up to your taint. You got to spread your legs.
Did you have to cough?
Oh.
No, I didn't have to cough.
I'm so sorry, Hooman. That's so
invasive. So
I
called my buddy at Homeland Security.
Yeah.
I called my buddy at Rex Tillerson's office. I called up Nancy. I'm like, somebody's got to get me off this list.
Shame.
So... I filled out a bunch of paperwork, and I'm hoping to get an in-person interview.
Well, I hope that
works
out.
What did you say at the
you?
End of that paragraph that you wrote down? Anything else that you want to say to us? And you said they filled up my private parts.
Yeah, they did fill up my private parts. I mean, that guy was all over my balls. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, come on,
I'm
bro.
I'm so sorry.
Don't end up on that list, people. If anyone is at Homeland Security listening, send me an email. Help me out here. Get me off this list.
I was going to do the music charts at this point because at 8 o'clock Scott's going to be here, but I'm going to have, I mean, I just, there's no way. It's already too late. So I will mention that there's only one new record in the top 10, and that's Tory Lanez. Who sold 52,000 copies of something called Memories Don't
Die.
You
know what kind of genre?
No,
this person is?
Tory Lanez.
What would you guess?
I'm going to guess R&B. People love this, huh? 52,000 copies.
Guess so.
Number one, once again, was the Black Panther soundtrack. That's the Kendrick Lamar project. And number two, Human, another soundtrack.
Here we go.
The Greatest Showman.
Oh, so good.
60,000 copies of this.
Should have won the Oscar.
You remember 6ix9ine that we heard, Day 69?
Yeah.
That was number 10 on the list, sold 24,000 copies. And don't worry, Ed Sheeran's still in the top 10. He's in fifth place. So that's about all we're going to get to do about that.
By the way, I watched Taylor Swift's new video for Fragile.
Yeah. Delicate, you mean.
Or Delicate. Yeah, it's okay. It's her last video with Ed Sheeran was way better.
Oh. Mm. Well, Ed does really add to things. They found that out on Game of Thrones. You know, you put a little Ed in there, and suddenly everyone's talking about it. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
I'll do a quick weather for you.
All right.
Drag queen story makes the news. Also, even with hashtag MeToo and Time's Up movement, drunk douchebags are still hitting on chicks in bars.
Oh, really?
That's more so after surprising. These. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Happy Monday. Here's some Jay-Z and Beyonce tickets.
Yeah.
Call number 9 right now for the On the Run tour, Saturday, September 29th at Levi's Stadium. The tickets go on sale Monday, March 19th. That's a week from today, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. The tour name on social media and on the web is OTR. And then the Roman numeral for 2, II, or it looks like it could be 11 here.
It is because it is what you said. First 2 is 2014 was the first tour they did.
Got
the
it.
First On the Run
so
tour.
So if you're looking for it on social media or online or whatever, OTRII.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
This song is them together. You know the song?
I've heard the song.
Yeah. You know who it's produced by?
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh really? I like the one they do, Crazy in Love. That's a great one. I love that song. I'm acting so crazy. I'm acting so
I
crazy.
Is Jay-Z in that one?
Yeah, doesn't he rap in that?
Yeah.
I met this guy the other day on Friday. His name is Steve Stout, Stoute. He produces Jay-Z.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, he was meeting with some guys from EA Sports. I guess he's going to be working with them doing some stuff.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you met Steve Stout?
Where were you?
How do you meet Steve Stout?
I was at this restaurant by my house. Friday.
By restaurant, she means bar. Go on.
Uh-huh.
It's a restaurant that happens to have a bar.
Right.
I was at the bar, and he... He was sitting. I'm a bar person. What?
I'm with you.
So you're at the bar.
I was at the bar with one of the managers there, and he goes, "Hey, check it out. That's Steve Stout right there." And I'm like, "Who's Steve?" He goes, "He produces Jay-Z." I'm like, "Oh, shoot, really?" So I'm checking him out, and then he leaves the restaurant.
What do you mean checking him out? Like just looking him up and
down,
or you
looking at him,
or you Google him?
He was at a I Googled him, and then he was sitting at a table where I could see him. So he leaves the restaurant, says goodbye to the EA Sports people, and then he comes back in to use the men's room. And so the manager goes, "Hey, man, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah." And I'm standing right there. I'm all, "Hey, man, nice to meet you, blah, 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 da, 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 whatever." And he's like, "Yeah, nice to meet you, whatever.
Did
I'm
you give
here
him a card?
I'm doing some stuff." I went to go pull out a card because I thought he was going to walk back the other way. And then he went out the back.
Oh,
I was like,
he escaped.
I had a card ready for you, man.
Darn it all.
Steve Stout is an American businessman and author. It doesn't say anything. Is this the same guy?
Is it? Yeah, when I looked him up, he's definitely Jay-Z. Stout?
Yeah.
E?
It doesn't say anything about producing, but that's awesome.
We gotta figure this out. You looking him up?
Yeah.
Amazon Fresh is hiring him. By the way, right now we're giving away Jay-Z and Beyonce tickets. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
I see music executive.
Oh.
Author. Hip-hop. He wrote some hip-hop book. Launches new. Oh, it says Steve Stout launches new music venture with $70 million from investors.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, just some dude.
Some dude at the bar.
Hanging out with the dudes at the bar.
She starts telling that story. I'm like, hold on a minute.
What?
Well, I wanted to. I mean, you're saying I met Steve Stout. I'm like, where? Was Steve Stout. I love that story. Okay, all kinds of name dropping this morning. I'm not even sure why I heard the name Givenchy. Why did I hear that?
Givenchy, the
Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian registered for a bunch of stuff from that designer at Couture Kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, I just weirdly, I'm handed a story that says Givenchy, dead at 91.
Yeah.
Like just now.
So random.
It's weird.
And I
say his name right, Kenny.
I can't.
Do it.
Because,
you just did.
No, Givenchy. Not in a million years looking at
Givenchy.
That word.
Well, apparently, and I said Givenchy this morning, and apparently that's wrong too. It's Givenchy.
All right.
Givenchy.
Well,
Givenchy. Are you Givenchy. Sure that's
no,
right?
No, I'm not sure. Nope. Givenchy. We're going to go Givenchy. Guy's dead at 91. What did he die of, Vinny? The 90s?
The 90s, probably, right. Rain is going to be returning to the Bay Area almost every day this week, people, so get
pretty
ready.
It's clear right now, but yeah, I heard by lit this afternoon it's going to roll in and never leave.
Good. We need it. That's great news.
Sure.
So, I've never heard of Hamburger Mary's.
Hamburger Mary's?
Mm-hmm. A 53.
Famous.
Oh, it is?
The burgers are famous there?
I don't know about
the
burgers.
They're calling here. Hamburger Mary's a chain of gay-themed burger joints.
Oh, gay-themed.
I understand that they do, I don't know if the one, I think there's one in San Francisco, but like in Hollywood, they do it. In Hawaii, they have bingo on Friday nights that is drag bingo. That's what it is.
Oh, at Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah.
Okay.
A 53-year-old woman named Neldon Molina went to Hamburger Mary's in Tampa for a friend's birthday back in 2015. If you're not familiar, Hamburger Mary's is a chain of gay-themed burger joints. Neldon Molina was not familiar.
Well, she didn't realize it was going to be a gay joint?
Right.
Okay.
There was a drag show that night, and Neldon had no idea that was going to be happening and didn't want any part of it. So she turned her chair away from the stage, as in...
I'm
here to
eat.
I'm
not watching that, yeah.
I'm just going to eat, if that's all right with you. But, of course, that drew more attention to her. Mm-hmm. So one of the drag queens walked over and jammed Neldon's head between her boobs.
Uh-oh.
And started wiggling them against her face and head.
Oh, speed boot, motor booting her.
Right, exactly right.
We're very familiar with that.
Neldon says she wound up with neck pain and she's had issues with her spine and bad headaches ever since. So Neldon Molina drops into Hamburger Mary's for a bite.
Winds up getting a shake.
And ends up getting injured and is now suing Hamburger Mary's for $1.5 million for medical costs and mental and physical pain. Hmm. Does she get the money?
Well, if this lady did truly break her neck and back, then, you know, she gets something. I don't know if she gets $1.5 million. I don't know. I wouldn't be one to tell people to do research on a place that they just were going to hop in for. I mean, you hear Hamburger Mary's, like, oh, they must have hamburgers there. I'd
right.
like one of those. Should be able to walk in someplace and, you know, I can't speak to her biases against, you know, but she wanted to eat the hamburger. I don't know. I mean, I guess she has some kind of case if she really did, but I think she's faking it and making it up.
She just left.
Really? You think she's faking
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think she's making it up. I think she's just, you know.
She talked to a lawyer.
She talked to a lawyer and they're like, oh, I think we can get about $1.5 million.
I'm not into the lawsuits. I don't want to defend this lady with her frivolous lawsuit. Maybe she hasn't suffered any injury. I don't know. But what is it about us that if someone turns their back and is like, I just want to be alone.
Hotline.
We seek that person out, and
we pull
That's
their
a real
pants
thing.
Down.
Absolute
right.
real thing.
Like, what is
It's almost
that?
Like you want to win that person over, and if you can't win them over, you're going to just ruin their day.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know
There's
either.
A lady who's just like, I'll take my burger, I'll look the other way, and I'm just going to do me. And no, that's not happening.
Right.
We're doing a show here.
And you're going to watch it or be part of it, one or the other.
Right.
We're going to force you.
Yeah.
The website says Hemmiger Mary's offers a flamboyant dining experience along with nightly entertainment from our Dining with the Divas drag shows and charity Ham Bingo Mary's to Mary Oki karaoke and trivia nights.
So she just didn't know ahead of time.
Who knew that was a national chain, though?
Not
so
I.
So it's here and over the East Coast.
Yeah.
There was a spaghetti place I went to. This was a while back, but it was somewhere in Santa Cruz where, and it wasn't like that, but they would stop in the middle of the restaurant. Some disco song would come on. All of the waiters and waitresses would drop what they were doing and do a dance for the whole place. The music would stop. And they'd go right back to serving. And it was the most sort of... And it had a sort of a dance floor set up thing that
so that they could
do their thing.
Is it a chain restaurant?
No, it was just a little restaurant, but it was delightful. And I thought, you know, I could see how it would catch someone off. But I thought, let me put my fork down and check this out.
There's a place like that in L.A. They don't do the disco dancing, but they, you know, they'll stop a few times during your dinner and one person grabs the mic, one waiter, and sings some big show tune and everybody kind of does the dance to it. And then they just like nothing happened, resume service.
Huh.
So I guess, you know, anything to get people to.
Well, it's different.
Come sure.
And I'm a fan of a motorboat, but I'd prefer the motorboat, you know. I
Be
like
consensual.
Well, I was thinking real boobs.
Oh. Oh.
Well, not the fake cans.
Some drag queens grow their own. Grow their own boobs. Sometimes they're real.
Oh, you mean with
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know the status of the person who did the.
Well, it sounds like they weren't soft.
Right. Boing, 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 boing.
So the drunk hit.
The
drunk hit, as in, there you are, a nice lady in a bar.
And some drunk comes over and hits on you.
And some guy makes a hit.
Mm.
This story out of Athens, Georgia, a guy was drunk in a bar last week and was hitting on a woman. When he tried to kiss her, she wanted nothing to do with it, and her friends told him, beat it! Get out of here, you loser!
Goes in for a kiss.
Apparently, he tried to save face by making a badass exit and backflipping off the booth above them.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And over their table.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Why do people do it?
Except he was so ripped. First of all, they're like, we don't even know if the guy could do a backflip in the first place, but he was so ripped, he didn't pull it off.
Oh, no. Did he break his neck?
He crashed through their table and landed on one of the woman's heads.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
She had to be taken to the hospital, and it looks like she got a concussion for her trouble, which, of course, was having drinks with friends and asking the man, please don't try to kiss me. Leave.
Yeah.
And the guy took off. The cops are trying to track him down. He got away.
Nobody even knows his name?
Guess not.
In a way, that's like the Hamburger Mary story. Like, this girl's ignoring me. I'm going to put on the biggest show I can to
I'll
try to get
scene.
Her attention. Mm. And then land on the table. You know, people do think that they can do backflips when they... Can't you just picture someone just being so hammered that they think they can do it?
Well, here's the thing. If you've ever done a backflip on a diving board, after a couple times, you start to go, I got this.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Because you're only going to land on water, so you're, you know, a little freer to try some
it's
stuff.
It's different on land, though.
Yeah. It is.
I've never had the thought to go for it on land, but I've never pulled the trigger on that one. You can do a backflip on land, can't you?
I haven't done one in a while.
But you
yes,
can.
I think I can if I tried.
Can you do a front flip?
I can.
Yeah, that was my specialty, but, you know, with the gout and all that.
Hold on.
Oh, the gout.
Your specialty was a front flip.
Over my brother, standing. he'd be standing, all he would do is this, like just tuck his head down, and I'd just run and go, boom!
And you could throw a front flip.
Yeah.
Up over old dirty dongs.
Yeah. More easily than a back flip?
Well, you know why? It's just because mentally it's easier. It's physically, it's harder to do a front flip. But mentally, it's easier because you're going forward.
And you can see where you're going.
For me, it was at least mentally easier.
Yeah.
You know, backflip, you're kind of like, where am I going? And I always kind of turn to the side a little bit before I went until you get it. And then after you get it, you can fully commit, and then you're good.
But the backflip, you can at least hopefully get past the... and
right, and then land on your knees or, put your hands, your forearms down to the floor. I have video of it. I'm going to bring it in because I wanted to show you guys this video of me, doing front flips and stuff over stuff. But
glory days.
But back then, my glory days, yeah. But there's this kid downstairs at the game. His name's Bonte. He's on the afternoons.
Shame.
And back then in City College, he was the tallest guy in class. He's like 6'5". So I made this video and I said, hey, dude, you're tall. Stand here next to this sign so I can kick the sign so I can give... like a height reference.
Oh, no. Did you hit him in the face?
No.
But, you pulled it off.
Yeah. And the
back
sign,
in your
the,
ninja
the
days.
Sign, yeah, exactly.
Got
when
it.
When I
all
could,
right.
Before I was a dad bod. And so the sign's above his head, and it shows me running up to it and actually kicking the sign. And then I hadn't seen
next
him in like...
next to a guy who's 6'5".
Yeah. And
right.
It's over his head. And so I haven't seen him since City College 15 years ago and recently at the Intercom meeting. I'm like, hey, you! You're in my video from 15 years ago. So, there's that.
Can you post
what's
that
what's his name again?
Bonte.
Bonte.
Yeah, I don't know his last name. But
wait.
It's probably Dante.
It's not Dante.
No, no.
It's the Bonte.
B.
Bonte,
for
Dante.
Sure. Yeah, it's Bonte.
You sure about that?
Let me look this up.
You got to put Bonte. That up on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. We're way behind Alice973. We want more followers.
If you want to, I did a bunch of stories from Sarah's backyard.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah. So follow Hooman TV.
Yeah, Hooman TV if you want to see
did,
Sarah's
they're
going
to go away pretty soon. My back. Yeah. He did a whole full thing on my backyard, and then we walked over and got an ice cream together.
Oh, so we get a full view of the backyard finally.
You do.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really
nice to see.
And when Vinny and Bryn get special shout outs.
That is true.
We show
there's
a special
Vinny and Bryn thing.
Moment.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to want to see that, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, and you can't unless you follow us. Yeah. Go to RadioBallas.com and you can see all our things. It's Clarky Clark, Hooman TV, Vin Hassan, Brinny Boy, Yuzette, and Von the Wizard.
Hey, I just wanted to make this announcement. I saw it earlier and thought, I better mention that. National School Walkout Day is this Wednesday.
Oh, why don't we have those one out?
School walkout?
Well, apparently it's a gun protest, and they plan to walk out at 10 a.m. for 17 minutes. So I'm guessing the teachers are going to support this. That's one of those get with it or right. Get run over.
Do you think the private schools will go for this?
Probably not. I wouldn't think.
Maybe.
But it'll be interesting to see. So that's on Wednesday, and I don't know,
I went to Junipero Serra High School. If anyone goes there,
shame.
Let us know if you're doing it there. It's in San Mateo.
Everyone should do this.
The problem with this is that, kids like me go, well, that's a great day to go surfing. You know that? Let's get out of here.
So you'd go for more than 17 minutes?
Well, yeah. I think as soon as you,
just disappear for the rest of the day.
As soon as you break the seal on the school day, I think you've opened up trouble. Don't you?
Go back to school now?
Wait a minute.
But I'm already out.
I couldn't figure out why these kids were parking by my house. I have a high school near me, and I couldn't figure out why are the kids... It's because it's a closed campus, and so they can't get their cars off of campus during lunch. So they park off campus so they can run back out. I want to be mad, but I'd have done the same thing. All right, kids, go for it. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yep.
I mean, you wanted your fast food when you were, by the time you were 16, you're like...
Do you peer at the kids through the blinds?
No,
anymore. So
I'm actually pretty busy, but I do know, I see what they're up to. And I'm.
Oh, this is at your house you currently live in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought this was the San Jose house where you lived near the
high
school.
No, that school was, man.
You went to high schools.
I know.
Yeah.
Do they leave trash?
They leave it at my house.
No,
we got the party kids.
Well, you've got the spot where all the kids do it.
Well, we closed up the place that they do it, but they still party like high schoolers back there. talk in their high-pitched voices
I'm getting off the hook easily then. They're just running off campus to go eat fast food. Anyway, I'm out of time.
Oh, how does that happen?
Because we just...
Having fun.
Your BFF is here.
Oh, Scott Capurro? Yeah, so Scott is going to come in. I do have a couple things. There's like a Sally Field son who is apparently gay, is in love with Adam Rippon, the guy, the gay skater.
Mm-hmm. Was there a little jealousy from your other BFF about your new BFF?
Who's my other BFF? Oh, Hooman.
He made this announcement.
I have lots of BFFs. I got to say, everybody wants to say they're my best friend, but I just have a lot of very, very good friends, Vinny.
Oh.
Like, you're a BFF. Brittany's a BFF. Oh. You know? Just best is my superlative word.
Okay.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.